Yeah, so when I was at sorry, just to explain what I'm talking about. When I was at school and we'd perhaps go out drinking or clubbing or whatever, they were always, once it got later in the evening, they would say, "Are you okay?" Sometimes just because they were good friends, or sometimes perhaps because I wasn't being as communicative as normal. And I can't remember in those days whether I would then check my urine or whatever, or whether I would just sit. I think probably I would just sit there and think, "Do I feel okay?" And either I would or I wouldn't. So I'd probably then just eat some dextrose just to make sure. I suppose the other thing that my mum would mention if she was talking about my diabetic era at home, sort of thing, would be, occasionally I don't know, I used to go to bed, I suppose, probably around 11 o'clock ish, or sometimes sit up even later than that. But if I had a hypo at all that would stand out, it might have been that I would wake up at, say, midnight, half one, or whatever. And for some reason, I would wake up with it and I'd become a bit damp and sweaty. And I would know. So I'd wander downstairs, get a glass of milk and a biscuit. She might hear me and she'd be, "Are you all right?" And then I'd go back to bed. And it was as simple as that. So I didn't really have dramatic hypos where there was any big saga.
And you mentioned a virus that you had at the beginning of your time at university. Was your health okay for the rest of the time at university?
Yeah, I mean, my health wasn't too bad at university. Apart from the fact that in, I think it was 19, basically when I was at university, I had a 2-year HND, then transferred onto the degree. So I had the first year on the degree, then I had a placement year, and then I did my final year. And whilst I was on the placement year, I basically came down with glandular fever. It might have been just before I started the placement year, I became ill. And again, I was losing weight and I was always tired and didn't know what was wrong with me. And it turned out to be glandular fever. But again, because I am one of these people who doesn't give in very easily, I didn't take years off work or months off work or even weeks off work. I think I was off for a few days, maybe a week at the most. And then I used to get a lift into work with the guy that worked with me, who was a very nice chap. And he used to just, pick me up. I'd come home, have my tea, and go to bed. And that's how I dealt with the tiredness.